so excited to be doing a podcast for Black History Month. And I said before I wanted to turn up for Black History Month, and hopefully this could be a catalyst for the rest of our lives, so we can be inspired to make Black history every single day. I wasn't given the game, I earned it. I earned the game. I was taught the game through hard life lessons. I earned the game. A lot of you all think you have game, but you don't. A lot of you all just look good suffering, but you don't have the game. You don't understand the rules and regulations to what's going on. Most of y'all just know Instagram, but I happen to know the game. I'm not bragging, I'm not saying, I'm telling you I know the game because I had to pay those dues to learn that game. They say the game is to be sold and not told. And most of y'all think that statement is talking about money, and it's not talking about money. It's not talking about money. It's talking about how the game has value. So the game is to be sold and not told. The game has value. It's worth something. It's valuable. It's precious. If somebody giving you some free game, you got to get on your knees and thank God. You got to start praying. Because the game ain't free. You know why? Because the person giving you some free game, I guarantee they had to earn that. They had to suffer to get through it. I remember I was in the fifth grade, and I liked a girl. I liked a girl. Fifth grade, Kimberly Ross. And I bought Kimberly Ross an expensive Valentine's Day card. That thing was $4 back then. Expensive Valentine's Day card. Opened it up, played music, popped out, all that. And I remember getting it and wanting to get it, and my mom looking at me like like something was wrong. She looking at me like funny, kind of like she knew something was up. And it wasn't that I liked a girl. That's not why she was looking. She was looking at the fact that I was buying this expensive card for this girl. I'm only in the fifth grade. Now, a lot of you squares listening to this right now are thinking that's some kind of noble gesture and it's some good thing to do. And a lot of other women probably don't hear talking about, oh, that's so sweet. But neither one of those thought processes reflect the game. My mom had some G about her, so she knew I shouldn't have been getting that car. So anyway, I get the car, and the next day is Valentine's Day. You know, people exchanging gifts and doing all this stuff. So I give Kimberly that Valentine's Day car. That was expensive, over $4. Opened up, popped up. So, you know, I give her that with little candies and whatnot. And she was like, ooh, look what I got. And she's just so happy that she got it. And she, you know, just excited. The girls are comparing gifts and cards. But the card I got her was probably the most expensive card. You know, most of the kids back then, you know, kids are getting them regular cards that come 100 in a pack, you know, with some kind of theme on it. Alvin and the Chipmunks, I don't know, some kind of cartoon theme was on it, Looney Tunes. But I got her an adult card. And so she was bragging, all the girls like, ooh, he got you that card. So the day went on, and Kimberly saw me in the classroom talking to another girl, and I can't remember who it was. But Kimberly went over there, grabbed that card, and ripped it up. She didn't just rip it up. I'll tell you what she really did. She really got a trash can. She made an elaborate scene, got a trash can, held it up so everybody could see like it was a sacrificial lamb, or she was sacrificing a baby to the gods, and she ripped the card up. Now keep in mind, this card is very expensive. I'm in the fifth grade, and she's ripping it up, and she's taking her time. So I went over there like, what are you doing? She was like, well, you talking to so-and-so, so I'm ripping this card up. like it didn't cost me over $4. We in the fifth grade. I said, are you crazy? So I tried to grab the card from her, trying to salvage something. And this girl gonna hit mush me in the face. She like mushed me in the face. So shoot, natural reaction was, I reared up and slapped fire from her. Pow! Now listen, I don't condone hitting women. We both in the fifth grade, and at that time, you know, girls and boys fight all the time. But I did slap fire from her. Car flew, everything. I got in trouble. I was the bad guy. But the girl tore that card up for no reason. Everybody's in the classroom talking. But you know what she wanted? She wanted to have the card, and she wanted to have me. That wasn't part of the deal. I got you the card when I shouldn't have got you the card. You know why? Because I was stunting. My mama knew I was stunting. I didn't even like Kimberly like that. She was cool. I didn't like her like that. And it cost me. I got detention, and I lost out on the card. The game is to be sold and not told. How about this? The game is to be earned and not learned. Welcome to the Dirty Soapbox. And let's get spiritual. The more G you have, the more game you have, the closer you are to your spirit, the more in tune you are with your spirit. You know, your spirit knows everything. So the more in tune you are with your spirit, the more knowledge and information you're gonna have to navigate through this thing called life. You know, we fighting between our higher self and our lower self every single day. But again, a lot of you all are deep off in the game, but you got the rules missing. A whole bunch of strippers came down here to be part of a stripper bowl. Now, how do you come down to a stripper bowl and you only make less than $2,000? You know how? My boy C. Will always says this. He always says that people are concerned about not what it is, but what it looks like. So these women are concerned with what it looks like. It looks like a good idea. It looks like it's going to be great. And in actuality, you wasted money coming down here for a come up. And I keep telling y'all, it's different between Instagram and the game. These women came down here with the hopes to doing what? To making a whole bunch of money. 110 girls. Less than $2,000 a piece. How? You got to get a house 30%. You got to pay for your flight down there. You got to get something to eat. You got to have somewhere to stay. Got to get your hair done, your nails done. All this stuff is going on. You spending money to do all this stuff. You care about what it looks like. Just to do all that work, just to strip for 8 hours, and make less than you would normally make with all that money in the building. They said the floor was covered with money. I mean, they count money. It's a couch full of money, stacked up high. But y'all won't see that money. You know why you don't see that money? Because there's too many hands involved. That's why artists don't get, that's why rappers don't get paid. Rappers don't get paid because there's too many hands involved. But a rapper, most of them, are concerned what it looks like. So if they got the chain and the car and the chicks and the appearance, most rappers are content. Talk to them 5 years later. Talk to these people that have record deals and talk to them now and see what they say. Remember Lupe Fiasco said he had a chain worth $25,000 and couldn't even afford to get nothing to eat. Think about that. We concern what it looks like. But that's not game. That's the illusion of game. All these folks on social media got the formula for success. What's the formula for success? There is none. What works for A won't work for B. Let me say that better. What works for person A will not work for person B. There is no formula for success. You have to do what works best for you. So if that's a formula, then call that the formula. But it's not a formula for success. All these folks selling stuff on Instagram, and what is it doing? It's so much information on Instagram, you would think society is better and it's getting worse. You know why? Because it's not real. It's not real. My boy Lamar just told me the women doing the online sex videos at the house, everything around the computer is clean, but the house is filthy. Come on, man. It's not real. The closer we are in tune to our spirit, the more game we have. I talk about a lot of subjects because I really try to inform the people, because I know that it's a trick. I know it's a plot. I know it's a ploy. I know. Y'all think I don't know because it hasn't been revealed yet, but trust me, in a couple of years, everybody's going to be like, dang, he was right. And I'm not a prophet. I just had to earn my game. I didn't learn it. I earned it. It's a difference. All these women came down here and left with nothing. Think about that. It's folks at the Super Bowl that work Super Bowl, and I work the event. And I made some good money, but it's folks that work Super Bowl event that made great money. Them women left with $2,000. It was folks making $2,000 a day, and they have been here preparing for the Super Bowl for at least 3.5 to 4 weeks. And guess what? They got to keep their soul too. They did what they were passionate about. These women ain't passionate about stripping. They passionate about getting to the money. And guess what? Anybody putting that money first, I've never seen a success story in the end. Never. I've never seen somebody put money first and was successful in the end. If you died miserable, you wasn't successful. If you're miserable while attaining the money your whole time, you're not successful. I earned the game. I didn't learn the game. 110 women, $2,000 apiece. I saw that money and I said one thing, somebody lying. Because I know these rappers don't have it like that. I'm trying to get y'all free game, but the game ain't free because it costs me. Honor of Black History Month, as I said before, I wanted to up the ante. But let me say this. Black people suffer because we don't earn the game. That's why we suffer. We spend so much time trying to avoid the actual game to the point where it costs us. We always trying to slide by and cut by because we're so concerned with what it looks like. So a lot of people would rather look like they had money for a year versus planning and doing their due diligence and, you know, working hard for 3 years to achieve the same look. Now, many of you all can say, well, that's a product of slavery, but I'm gonna just say this. Everything can't keep going back to slavery, as if black folks are perfect or would have been perfect without slavery. So I want to destroy that notion. A lot of times when I talk, I really speak against the narrative. A lot of people get upset. I talk against the narrative, like the subconscious, the stuff that's unspoken is what I talk against or is what I talk to. So slavery can't be the only go-to when black people are failing. Because if it is, then we're finished. Because slavery actually happened. So if everything goes back to slavery, then we'll never progress. So there has to be something where I say, slavery no longer has any bearing on me. I am truly free. My mind is truly free. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? My mind is truly free. But black people, we don't earn the game. We spend years thinking we have game. What we have is really the three-card Monty. We just playing card tricks. It's not real game. You know why it's not real game? Because we can't pass it down. We can't leave a legacy with it. That's how I know it's not real game. These other races are leaving legacies. You know why? Because they earned the game. Somebody paid some dues somewhere and passed it down, and they passed it down, and then they passed it down. Somebody paid some dues somewhere along the line. Black folks pay dues, but we pay dues just because we black. We got to start paying dues that's going to leave a legacy. Being a slave and being disenfranchised and being victimized and being tortured and being held back and being held captive are not things you can leave a legacy with. They're not. Now, overcoming those things is what you can leave a legacy with. But to overcome those things, you got to earn the game. And when I say earn the game, it's different from learning the game. I remember I heard a pimp say, pimping got to be in you. It's not about your clothes and what car you drive. It got to be in you. Now, I don't subscribe to pimping, but I understand. When you earn the game, it's internalized. It's internalized. You know how many folks I think see out here running their mouth? And I know what the true story is. I can tell by what they say. When people have money, they don't like talking about money. You understand that? When people really have money, they don't want people to know they have money. They don't want the IRS to know they have money. They don't want their family to know they have money. They don't want their friends to know they have money. They don't want anybody to know they have money. They don't want establishments. They don't want company. They don't want anybody to know they actually have money. A black person got money and everybody knows. You know why? Because they're going to make sure everybody knows. I remember I saw Joe Montana one time after practice. Joe Montana had on some dirty white kicks, some tight jeans, and a t-shirt or a polo shirt that was wrinkled. And I thought to myself, I said, that's Joe. As a kid, I said, that's Joe Montana? Oh, I was so disappointed. But guess what? The clothes didn't make the man. He's still Joe Montana. 4-0 in the Super Bowl. He's still Joe Montana. But guess what? We're conditioned to be concerned with what it looks like. We're conditioned to not really earn the game. And what we have to start doing is we got to start taking all our pain and struggle and strife and turning that into a legacy. We got to start learning from these mistakes and overcoming these obstacles and hurdles so that we can leave a legacy, so that we can really, truly have some game. As it stands right now, we don't have any game. That's why we keep falling for the same old tricks. I heard a pimp say one time, if you knew better, you do better. Now, I don't subscribe to pimping, but I understand. If you knew better, you do better. So I'm questioning, do we know better or do we just don't care? Which one is it? Black people have to take our struggle and turn it into a legacy. We have to take all the bad and turn it good so we can start leaving a legacy. And we have to stop caring about what it looks like. I just saw Tom Brady up close and personal, and the man had on some raggedy white, what is it with these white shoes, with these white men, white quarterbacks and white, white Under Armour shoes that have been beat up, creased up, dirty, and this dude wore them to the press conference, to the stadium, these dusty white shoes. And Tom Brady got more money than probably all the black football players in the NFL. And he had on some dirty white shoes. I'm not saying he's better. I'm saying he understands the game. Look at the white shoe, look at the white shoe, look at the white shoe. Hey, 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 look at the white shoe. You know, I call this thing the dirty soapbox because I'm not perfect. And I acknowledge that I'm not perfect. There are a lot of things I have to work on every day. But I'm still going to speak the truth. So me being imperfect doesn't exempt me from speaking the truth or anybody else. To me, where most people fail when it comes to the game is intention. This thing is spiritual. You sowing them seeds, you're gonna reap them. What are your intentions when you get this game? Most people are trying to get over. They're trying to get over. That's why when you start to join something, there's always a weed out process or a selection process, like a fraternity or sorority, or like the armed services, military, or like even a job. They interview you, 90-day grace period, all these type of things, because the human nature is to get over. And I spoke about earlier about the fight between our higher selves and our lower selves, and how to truly have game is to truly be in touch with your spirit. But most people, is what I'm finding, they're trying to get over. And it's not game. They even came up with a term called finesse. They even glorified finesse. This is black folks doing this, though. And I'm talking about black folks specifically because it's Black History Month. We came up with the word finessed. We glorified business deals without character. We glorify getting over on a person, tricking them, deceiving them. We glorify it. So much we gave it a term, finessed. We even started saying we wanted to run off on the plug. Think about that. You got a deal set up with somebody and you run off with their product you're supposed to be selling. It's not honorable. But this is what black people glorify. Forget the fact we glorifying crime. Now we even glorifying the lack of honor among thieves. Think about that. This is black people doing this. And don't tell me it's propaganda and all. It's us doing it. We glorifying all of the foolishness. There's a reason why social media has taken off. Black people are responsible for social media being popular. These are facts. But what do you mostly see on social media? Foolishness. There are good things on social media. There are good things. But what do we mostly see on social media? Foolishness. You know why? Because we care about what it looks like. You got a bunch of black artists telling children to do drugs. These are facts. I'm not making it up. But again, we're the same people that glorify doing shady business, running off on the plug, and finessing people. We're the same people that did. It's us. So y'all want to tell me it's slavery. Y'all want to tell me it's conditioning. And I'm just going to say it's character or a lack thereof. I'm not giving any excuses. It is a lack of character, plain and simple. What we got to start doing is getting back to our true self. And our true self is who God intended us to be. You see, God gave us all the game. Honestly, God gave us the Holy Spirit. I don't want to sound biblical, but that's what God gave us. The Bible said the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance. What does all mean? All means all, not some, all. From the beginning, the middle, and the end, all of it. So I'm telling you all, we got to get back to that. Because what I'm seeing now is it's a trend. And we are always trending. And we keep inventing new trends. But as time goes on, them trends get more flagrant and more flagrant and more flagrant and more flagrant and more flagrant. It's a whole, and it, listen, what I'm about to say, no disrespect to anybody, but there are a lot more black women trying to be like Cardi B than Michelle Obama. Why is that? You know why that is? Because it's easier to be Cardi B. And I'm not knocking Cardi B, but it's easier to be Cardi B. Her story is an easier story to understand, grasp, and go through. High school dropout, joined the gang, started stripping, got on reality TV, met a rapper, and the rest is history. I'm not minimizing what she's done. I'm just saying that's what it is. But Michelle Obama's road is a little bit different. She went from the bottom to the first lady. A lot of degrees, a lot of studying, doctorates, law schools. A lot went on, a lot of character building, a lot of understanding, a lot of hard work. So it's easier to be Cardi B than it is to Michelle Obama. Because to be Michelle Obama, you got to be 110% invested in what you're doing. You won't get to be Michelle Obama by accident, but you can get to be Cardi B by accident, not Michelle Obama. Now, am I knocking Cardi B? No. She's done great things. Am I saying Michelle Obama is better than Cardi B? Absolutely not. But what I am saying is, it is a testament to what we value and what we think is important. It is, as a people. A lot of black men want to be rappers and athletes. You know why? Because they think it's easy. They think it's easier. Being a rapper is something that's a God-given gift. Being an athlete is a God-given gift. You're not really working to get those gifts. God just gave them to you. Now, you might have to perfect them and make them better, but pretty much God gave them to you. So you see a lot of young black men wanting to be rappers, wanting to be quote-unquote trap stars because it's easier. It's harder being Barack Obama because you got to be invested. You got to be totally invested. It's hard being Barack Obama. You can't play with being Barack. You can't play around and be president of the United States. I don't care what you think about Obama. It wasn't easy. Trust me. It was not easy. That man went from black, straight black hair, wavy, to it was then all gray. Man, to give up smoking cigarettes to be the president. Some of y'all smoking right now. I'm talking about dope. But again, that's a testament to us. We got millions of Michelle Obamas in our community. We got millions of Barack Obamas in our community. Millions. And I'm not saying who's better, who's worse. I'm just saying what we got to do is to get back to our greatness. We got to get back to who we are. We got to get back to our greatness. We worry about what it looks like. If the grass is greener on the other side, somebody's taking care of it. It's some work to keep it green. The other side is greener, yeah, but you have to work to keep it green. Or guess what? When you get to the other side, you'll make the other side like the side you left from. And if something is too good to be true, then guess what? It's going to be the worst thing you ever experienced. Because you put everything into what it looked like and not actually what it is. Wait for Free Blanche. Get money. Go. I would like to thank you all for tuning in to the Dirty Soapbox. I really appreciate your continued support, and I want to thank you. If you like what I'm doing, keep listening and keep supporting. If you don't like what I'm doing, go find a cliff.